Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling a question a lot of content creators and small business owners are asking. Why bother cross-posting between X and TikTok? And more importantly, how do you actually make it work without spending hours every week?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the reality is that content creators spend significant time each week manually moving video files between these platforms. And here's the thing, most people just hit that basic share button, which only posts a link rather than the actual native video.
Right, and that's a huge engagement killer. So let's talk about the challenges first. What are some platform-specific hurdles people run into when they're trying to post on both X and TikTok?
Well, there are quite a few. Caption character limits are one. X gives you 280 characters for free users, while TikTok's native limit can vary, though many third-party tools enforce around 2,200 characters. Then you've got hashtag strategies that are completely different now. TikTok enforces a hard limit of 5 hashtags per post, but on X you really want to keep it to 1 or 2 at most because the algorithm categorizes content using AI rather than hashtag signals.
Interesting. What about the video formats themselves?
Yeah, that's another big one. X has increasingly favored vertical video since launching a dedicated vertical video feed in January 2025 as a strategic move to increase user engagement. The shift toward vertical content is significant, and mobile-friendly formats like 9:16 vertical are becoming essential for reaching audiences effectively.
So, to everyone listening, have you noticed how each platform treats your videos differently? It's pretty wild how each one has its own quirks. Let's shift gears a bit. How are businesses solving these problems with automation?
There are basically two approaches. First, you've got trigger-based automation tools. These monitor your TikTok account and automatically publish new videos to X whenever you post. Tools like repurpose.io can download your TikTok video and remove the watermark before uploading it natively to X. IFTTT works as a trigger-based tool too, primarily sharing posts with video links and cover images.
And the second approach?
Customized alternatives like social media management dashboards. Hootsuite and Buffer let you upload your video once and publish it to both platforms simultaneously from a single dashboard. The platform handles formatting for each network automatically. Unlike trigger-based automation, this requires planning posts in advance, but most dashboards include content calendars that make batch scheduling straightforward.
That point about platform formatting sets up our next piece, how automation actually handles the technical details. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to distribute your content across multiple platforms without the manual grind? Amplifier provides a partially automated, omni-channel distribution model designed to help companies of all sizes increase their organic traffic and build authority. Partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, Amplifier helps you affordably boost your exposure and strengthen your reputation. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on platform formatting, how do you handle those API connections? I've heard they can be pretty fragile.
Oh, definitely. Social media platforms regularly update their APIs, which can cause third-party scheduling and automation tools to lose features or break entirely. API changes are often driven by data privacy concerns or platform strategy to keep users and data within native apps. You really need to verify your connections quarterly and after any major platform update.
Right, that makes sense.
And honestly, I learned this the hard way. I once had a client's entire posting schedule fail for 2 weeks because TikTok updated their API and nobody caught it. We only noticed when they asked why engagement dropped off a cliff.
Ouch. So, what are some common mistakes people make with auto-posting beyond, you know, forgetting to check their connections?
The biggest one is ignoring platform-specific features. X has community notes and some text formatting options, while TikTok has duets and stitches that don't translate to X. People think automation means set it and forget it, but really, automation means set it and check it regularly. Those are two very different things.
Exactly. And then there's the watermark issue, right? I'm guessing that's a fun surprise for people.
Oh, yeah. Posting watermarked TikTok videos to other platforms can trigger algorithm suppression, measurably reducing reach. It's like showing up to a party wearing another party's name tag. The algorithm notices and it doesn't love it.
Huh, that's a good way to put it. So what's the balance here? When should you automate and when should you customize?
Cross-posting has evolved into strategic content, repurposing adapted for each audience. The key is balancing efficiency with customization, adjusting content to fit each platform while maintaining a cohesive brand message. For high-value content like product launches or special announcements, you might want to use automation as a starting point, but then manually optimize for each platform.
Right. And I think it's worth noting that X's fast-paced environment requires concise and attention-grabbing videos with relevant hashtags and active participation in conversations. The tone on X versus TikTok can be pretty different, and mismatched tone can actually damage brand perception.
Absolutely. Each platform has distinct community norms. The beauty brand example is a good one. They adjusted their messaging to fit each platform's audience while maintaining consistent branding. Instagram for visual storytelling, TikTok for quick videos, and so on.
So we've established the challenges and the solutions. What's your final take for our listeners?
Automation helps measure ROI by posting at optimal engagement hours, reducing manual time, and allowing teams to focus on creative and strategic tasks. But remember, effective cross-posting requires adapting content to fit each platform's format, audience expectations, and technical requirements. Or put another way, manually posting to multiple platforms doesn't scale, but blind automation without customization won't work either.
Perfect summary. Thanks so much for breaking this down with us today. Together, we've covered a lot of ground, from platform challenges to automation strategies. For everyone listening, think about which approach fits your workflow best, and remember to check those API connections regularly.